Jersey.
WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP Brookville. As you listen to this show, you'll notice many recurring musicians. In this segment alone, Bob James, Gary King, Steve Gadd, and Ralph McDonald appear twice on their instruments of choice. This first song was arranged by Bob James, who plays acoustic and Rhodes piano. Gary King is on bass. Steve Gadd is on drums, and Ralph McDonald provides percussion. It's Knucklehead by saxophonist Grover Washington Jr. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Grover Washington Jr. with Knucklehead from Feels So Good in 1975, the second of two albums he put out that year. The other one was Mr. Magic. Grover played tenor sax on Knucklehead. Bob James arranged the song and played acoustic and Rhodes piano. Eric Gale was on guitar. Now here's Bob again with Earl Clue on guitar from Bob and Earl's second collaborative album, Two of a Kind. This is Whiplash. ...88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We don't just have recurring musicians in the show, we also have recurring instruments, in this case guitar. That was Steve Kahn on 12-string electric guitar with Where Shadows Meet from his debut album Tightrope in 1977. Recurring musicians on Where Shadows Meet were Steve Gadd and Ralph McDonald. Otherwise, Will Lee on bass, Don Grolnick on Rhodes piano and organ, and additional guitar by David Spinoza. Before that, Bob James, he's recurring, and Earl Clue, his instrument is guitar, with Whiplash from Two of a Kind in 1982. Also recurring on Whiplash was Gary King. Harvey Mason was on drums with percussion by Doc Gibbs. Earl vocalized in the style of his friend George Benson, who he'd collaborate with 5 years later on Collaboration. Fitting title. In this segment, we had Knucklehead. Next, we'll have Knuckle Busters on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here.
At WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, we go from Knucklehead by Grover Washington Jr. to Knuckle Busters by Chet Atkins. It's simultaneously 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Dave Grusin with Southwest Passage, not to be confused with Southwest General, from Migration in 1989, an album that was recorded in Los Angeles and New York City. That track was recorded in L.A. with Dave Grusin on keyboards, Harvey Mason on drums, who we heard on Whiplash by Bob James and Earl Clue, Abe Laboriel on bass, and Mike Fisher on percussion. Before that, Chet Atkins with Knuckle Busters, as opposed to Knucklehead by Grover Washington Jr., from CGP, Certified Guitar Player, in 1988. Chet was backed up on guitar by Stephen Gibson, and the horn section was made up of Mike Haynes on trumpet and Jim Horn, yes, that's his last name, on saxophone. Now here's Ray Oviedo on guitar from his 1993 album Sticks and Stones. This is Real Life, or at least it was real life when he recorded it. ...88.1 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Ray Oviedo with Real Life from Sticks and Stones in 1993. Ray played the electric and acoustic guitars. Norbert Stachel played all the flutes. And Carl Perazzo was featured on percussion. We'll take a trip down Beat Street with David Benoit next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
My name is Robert. I moderate a program that I like to think is inquisitive, unusual, provocative, informative.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's David Benoit in association with Jeff Lorber, a song they wrote together and performed together, Beat Street. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Chuck Loeb with Bring It from Ebop. Electronic Bop in 2003 with Chuck on the keyboards, guitars, and drum and percussion programming and Melvin Davis on bass. Before that, David Benoit with Beat Street, A Place Where You Bring It from Full Circle in 2006. David wrote that with Jeff Lorber. David just plays piano. Jeff plays the Rhodes piano, the synthesizers, and the drum programming. But there's also Michael White on drums, Alex Al on bass, Dwight Sills on guitar, and the horn section of Ron King on trumpet and Gary Meek on tenor sax. And Jeff, Ron, and Gary are back on Jeff Lorber's song from 2005, Flipside. The first of two songs from 2005 that'll end hour one of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Support for WCWP comes from MapTunes.
Visit WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on WCWP, Brookville. Hour one ended with two songs from 2005. The second of the two was Happy Feeling by Kim Waters from All for Love and Love for All. Kim played all the saxophones with alto as the lead, and he also played the keyboards and drum programming. Robert Wawa LeGrand was on guitar with Kim's brother, James Waters Jr., on bass. Before that, in 2005, Jeff Lorber with Flipside from Flipside. Gary Meek played tenor sax on that, along with Ron King on trumpet, just as they were on David Benoit's Beat Street. Lil John Roberts was on drums with Lenny Castro on percussion. Get used to Lenny's name because there'll be plenty more of him in hour two, which starts with another Jeff Lorber appearance. He co-wrote and co-played on Sandbox by Al DeGregoris. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Paul Brown with Mind Games from Once Upon a Time, O-E-N-S, in 2020. Paul co-wrote that song for Bob James along with Jeff Carruthers and Brian Culbertson. And we heard Bob last hour with Earl Clue on the song Whiplash. Greg Karukas played keyboards on the Paul Brown version of Mind Games. And just as he did on the original, Lenny Castro played percussion. Before that, also in 2020, Al DeGregoris with Sandbox from Time Sensitive, a song that he wrote with Jeff Lorber. They both played piano and keyboards, but Jeff also played guitar, and David Mann played the horns. Now here's more guitar from Steve Oliver with an homage to Chuck Loeb. Featuring Nelson Rangel on alto sax, it's Circles. .1 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Acoustic Alchemy with Allemande, the Bach composition performed just by Greg Carmichael and Miles Gilderdale on their album 33 and a Third in 2018. Before that, another 2018 song by a guitarist, Steve Oliver, with Circles, an homage to Chuck Loeb, reminiscent of his song Starstream, which Nelson Rangel covered on his Yes Then Yes album on flute. Here on Circles, Nelson played alto sax. And Circles is from Steve's album Illuminate. More guitar coming in the next segment, which leads off with Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Hey, everybody. This is Bob Dylan.
Or visit wcwp.org/civicsisdead.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Off their Modern Art album in 2009, it's The Rippingtons with Paris Groove, featuring, of course, Russ Freeman on guitar, but also Bill Heller on accordion. FM and WCWP.org. Brian Simpson with Juicy from Above the Clouds in 2007, featuring Kirk Whalum on tenor sax. It also had Alex Al on bass, who we heard on David Benoit's Beat Street, Lenny Castro on congas, who we heard twice before so far in this show, and Tony Maiden on guitar. Before that, Russ Freeman on guitar on his band The Rippingtons, Paris Groove, from Modern Art in 2009. He also played the keyboards, did Russ. Bill Heller played the keyboards and the accordion, and you could make out Jeff Koshua on soprano sax. Now here's Herb Alpert on trumpet, performing a song from Bye Bye Birdie, which Wantagh Middle School performed when I was in seventh grade, and I was on stage crew for that. The Bye Bye Birdie song that Herb's gonna play is A Lot of Livin' to Do. Ken Navarro with The Challenge here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from The Meeting Place in 2007. The solos on that in order were Rob Holmes on tenor sax a la Michael Brecker, Jay Rowe on piano, and Ken Navarro himself on electric guitar. He played acoustic on the melody. Before that, Herb Alpert with the Lee Adams and Charles Strauss song A Lot of Livin' to Do from Bye Bye Birdie. And Herb performed that on Come Fly With Me in 2015. He first performed that with the Tijuana Brass on Sounds Like in 1967. Norman Brown, no relation to Paul, will lead off the last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do the playlists from the music streaming services leave you cold?
Knocking on Dylan's door. Maybe one day I'll answer.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's Norman Brown with a song he wrote with the unrelated Paul Brown and Jeff Carruthers. It's the title track to Norman's latest album, Heart to Heart, featuring Peter White on additional nylon guitar. FM and WCWP.org. Pat Bianchi with a Chick Corea composition, Humpty Dumpty, from In the Moment in 2018. Pat played the organ, Carmen Intore Jr. was on drums, and Joe Locke on the vibraphone. Before that, Norman Brown, no relation to Paul, but he, Norman, and Jeff Carruthers wrote Heart to Heart from Heart to Heart in 2020. Norman played electric guitar, Peter White played acoustic guitar. Paul didn't play anything, but Jeff Carruthers played the keyboards, drums, and bass programming. He was also a co-writer on Mind Games, the Bob James song that Paul Brown performed earlier this hour. That had Lenny Castro on percussion, and so did this one. Now here are Yellow Jackets with another song from a 2018 album. And that album is Raising Our Voice. The song is Strange Time. FM and WCWP.org. Yellow Jackets with Strange Time from Raising Our Voice in 2018. The last song of the show is by Cindy Bradley, who, in addition to trumpet, also plays tenor sax and trombone on Category A, which was arranged by Chris Standring, who plays the guitars, keyboards, and programming, and he's responsible for this voice sample you're going to hear throughout the song. Don't ask me what it says. Chris and Cindy wrote Category A, which is on her album Natural in 2017. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. So long.